I just want to ask you a really simple question. What is your favorite food?
That's a very difficult question because I love all food. It depends on my mood. It depends on where I am. Let's say if I'm in Turkey, I love Turkish food. If I'm in Italy, I love Italian food. But, you know, a lot of times people tell me, what do you like to cook? What do you like to eat? Usually it's the food tells me that. If I go to the store and I'm going to cook dinner for a bunch of people, I don't go there with a preconceived idea of what I'm going to make. I have to go see what's there first. And then if the lamb looks great, I'll bring lamb home. If the scallops look fantastic, I'll get the scallops.
Well, what looks fantastic today?
Well, today, speaking of lamb, we were just doing a lamb dish at the restaurant with racks of lamb, which I love because I love them when they're not Frenched and they have that like nice fat on the side that when you throw them on the grill, they get caramelized and you can chew on that. It's one of my favorite things.
Oh, I'm very hungry now. That was a very tantalizing description. I mean, you have your finger on the pulse of everything in the culinary world. What are the hottest trends in cooking?
Trends come and go. I'm not really sure how that really works on any sort of level. I mean, some things just become more popular, and then they just work themselves into the vocabulary of what people are doing. Like, a couple of years ago, kale was sort of trendy. Now kale's just there, and it's just part of menus, and it's not a big deal. And I love that. I love that things come up, things go. Right now, it's casual dining seems to be pretty hot right now. And I think local ingredients seems to be something that's being talked about and I think used a lot more. I know we're always trying to do more and more of local ingredients. It's good when we talk about, having less of a carbon footprint and not getting your vegetables from really far away and cooking more seasonally from where you live. I think that's an important factor. And as I said, that maybe is what is sort of trending now for the last couple of years. And now I feel like it's just starting to become the norm.
Are you telling me kale's not cool anymore?
Kale's always cool. It's good stuff. It depends, it's I think in the beginning, for me at least, it was a challenge of making it taste good. And it was a matter of seeing what other people were doing with it and how it was being used. And then, you learn its vocabulary and then you know how to start playing with it.
Oh, phew. Okay. Because I love kale.
Oh, me too.
Your role on Chopped as a judge and the other things that you've done, how do you judge? You see something come across your table and you're tasting it. How do you judge a plate of food?
Well, it's tricky because, we always taste presentation, taste, and creativity, and those are very important. And I think that you really, at the end of the day, every contestant that comes on has a little story and so forth, but it becomes the end of the day, it's what's sitting on the plate in front of me. And if it looks great, tastes great, and they've really done a great job of utilizing all the basket ingredients, you're going to win. I mean, it's just, think about it. It's still a game show, So sometimes people just freeze up and they have no idea what to do. And hey, it gets reflected on the plate in the end of the day.
So it must be pretty fun for you. You're still doing it, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we're still shooting them. I think I got one. We're shooting another one next week. I did three last week. We're in full swing. The Food Network keeps making more and more episodes of it. And we're also doing Chopped Juniors now, which is a lot of fun. And then we're also doing what they call after hours, which are these webisodes we do, which where we get up after the show and we get to do the basket that the contestants have cooked with, and we get to play around with the food, which is always a lot of fun, cooking with my fellow judges.
Do you guys riff on each other while you're cooking for each other?
Totally. I try to turn their oven off. I move their plates. I do all sorts of fun things.
Just throw them off guard a little bit. How did you start cooking?
Just wasn't starting cooking. I started eating a lot. I grew up in France and Italy, so I got to, my palate was, I think, well trained as a kid. My parents were very big foodies. My mother was a good cook. My grandmother, who's French, was always a great cook. So I just grew up around good food. And when it finally came time later on after high school, time for me to get a job and, get off my butt and do something, I thought, well, let's see, I like to eat. Maybe I should learn how to cook. This way I'll be able to eat something when I'm hungry. And I, so I dibbled and dabbled. I went to a little cooking school for 3 months, and then I got in the kitchen, and I always tell people I sort of got addicted to the business. I love the ambiance. I love the camaraderie. I just love the energy in the kitchen. And it was something that it turns out I was pretty good at. So it was a lot of fun. Didn't have to wear a suit or a tie, which I was very happy about.
Well, that is completely fulfilling. I love it. Now, you referenced earlier you grew up in France and Italy, and you've been all around the world. What was the most interesting culinary experience you've had?
Oof. I mean, they were all interesting. As a kid, traveling throughout Europe was always interesting to me because I was always into food. But, one of the things I did recently, I worked with the Diplomatic Culinary Partnership at the State Department, and I got to go to Turkey and experience Turkey and meet Turkish chefs and go meet Turkish students. And obviously, I got to see a lot of amazing food. And I got to tell you, that to me, culinarily, was just very intriguing. And it was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. What a gorgeous country that is and what gorgeous food they have.
What's a staple of Turkish food?
Turkey's been stepped on by, I think, every culture at some point in time. It was sort of the middle of the world. Everybody's been there. So there's a lot of different things there. But, you know, it's very Mediterranean-influenced, you know, eggplant, a lot of yogurt, things like that.
Nice and fresh. You are going to be at the Saratoga Food and Wine Festival this weekend. What can we look forward to?
I'm just looking forward to meeting everybody and seeing all the great chefs that are going to be there. And I am doing a demo, and it's just going to be great. I love coming to food festivals. I mean, you talk about going out and meeting the people that love and enjoy what I do. I mean, mostly on television when I'm going there or doing things like that. But it's great to go meet the people that are your fans and to support us and support what I get to do every day and have a great time doing. So it's going to be a lot of fun to be up there. And, of course, you know, up in Saratoga, we're talking upstate there where there's some amazing food being grown and great farms and great distilleries as well.